Well, good morning. Well, this, I think, is a first and probably a last, but I am going to start by considering the words of somebody who was a star on Coronation Street. Right, soap operas. Not that I wonder if we watch those things, but anyway, you may know this man. I didn't know much about him at all, but he has made some comments. His name is Bill Roach. Right, there we are. But he's made some comments, and these were reported on the internet. And I thought I would just bring these to you for your thought and comment this morning. Now, this was described by, whoever it was, Yahoo, whoever reported this thing, or Sky, to be a bizarre interview, right? So this is bizarre. What's bizarre? A bizarre interview. What's bizarre? Charlotte? Something really weird. A bit strange, a bit weird, right? So it makes us think, what is this? All right? And it's described as the interview goes on, and the report comes up about it, as being these unorthodox beliefs. What's unorthodox? Doing a bit of English today, aren't we? What is unorthodox, Stanley?
Away from the trend.
Away from the trend. That's a good way of putting it. There is orthodox, which would be where the mainstream is, the trend would be, and there is unorthodox. Bizarre. This isn't quite in the centre of things. This is a bit out there on the fringe. Okay. Well, first of all here, those of you who might be looking forward to Christmas, this man's got some interesting news for you. This Mayan prophecy, right? He's a bit onto this. What's the date that people are getting excited about regarding that, Timothy?
21st of December, 2012.
He reckons it's something a bit different, actually. No, Molly?
24th of October.
No, it's December the 12th, he reckons. I don't know whether that's the Mayans or what. But anyway, this is what he's got on it. I thought it was December the 12th myself. But anyway, while some people are reckoning, well, that's actually going to be the end of the world, he is saying, no, it's going to be the beginning of a golden age. I've got my quotations here, you see, on my bit of paper. And he says, the majority will know they are love, and they are spiritual beings. He says material and negative things will collapse and cease to be. He says, we are all pure love, made in love, living in love. And he says, the energy and the light of the Creator is love. Love is the life force. It is everything. Comments, please. Timothy.
Huh?
Right, that's a fair start for us, huh? Why? Why that? Why that reaction? Any comments? Variously, I'm going to comment in a minute, but what have you got to say, Stanley?
It's very peculiar what he said.
Very peculiar what he says. Bizarre, unorthodox. Or is it? Or is it? Or is it? What are the people out there thinking, do you think? What are they thinking? I would suggest this, that a lot of the people, perhaps the parents of your friends at school or whatever, they are not million miles away from some of that kind of thinking. Now, they wouldn't go on an interview and say it because people go, snigger, snigger, that's a bit bizarre. But actually, if we stopped them in the street and managed to get nearer and nearer to what they really believed, a lot of them would end up sounding like this. They'd be a bit embarrassed to talk about it because they, oh dear, this is religion and this is talking about the world and everything, what the meaning of it is, and I'm uncomfortable talking about it. But actually, if I have to say anything about those things, I'll end up saying something like this. So, although the people who interviewed him and wrote it up said that he's a bit bizarre or this is a bit unorthodox, actually, a lot of people out there, by and large, would have a similar idea. Because what do they think the world is about? What was the big word that he kept saying, kept saying, kept saying? What was the world? Everything's about what, Molly?
Love.
Love. It's all about love. We are pure love, if I get the quote right there. We are made in love, we're living in love, and the Creator is love. Love is the life force, it is everything. Is it? What does the Bible say? Is it? Is that us? Is that defining who we are? Because that's what he thinks and a lot of other people out there think. Or is there something else that we need to say about who we are? What do you think? What does the Bible say is fundamental to understanding actually who we are? Is it love? Are we just so pure and full of love, Charlotte?
We're sinners.
We're sinners. Well, he didn't say that, did he? He didn't say that. We're sinners. The Bible tells us, here is what you need to know. Not that you're wonderful, loving people, or that on December the 12th, okay, it's one of those sort of cut-off dates there, whatever you were before that, never mind, snap, we're changed. You wake up December the 12th, if I got it right, and that love, you begin to just show it. Well, I don't think it's going to make any difference there, by and large, to the world. No, because they're sinners. It isn't love. It's self-love, yes. Not love for others, and certainly not love for the person we most should love. Who's that? Molly?
God.
God. I don't really hear that this is the God of the Bible. Well, God has love, sure, he has. But he's also holy, and he's also just, and he's going to punish sin. He says that all negative things are just going to disappear. Or it's just going to go. Is it? Is that going to happen on December the 12th? I think not. Who takes away the negative things? Who only can do that, Timothy?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus dying on the cross. He doesn't mention that, does he? The Lord Jesus dying on the cross can take away the guilt of our sin and bring us into a right relationship with God so that we can then begin to love God and actually then begin to love our neighbour. Yes. We're not just going to wake up on December the 12th. No gospel preached to us. No power of the Holy Spirit. None of that's in any of this here. And become changed people. But there's a day coming when all evil will disappear. From everywhere. All over. Everything. Everything evil will disappear. What day is that? When will everything, the Bible tells us, everything that is against God and his wickedness disappear, Stanley?
Judgment day,
when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. It tells us then all evil will go. The world will be purified. It will change. Everything that we see is going to be melted down and then re-put together without sin and in purity and in excellence. And that's December the 12th, isn't it? Is it? Then why is that a foolish thing that this man says? Why is that a foolish thing? Molly.
Because no one knows what's going to happen.
What? Because no one knows the day or the time. Who told us that, then? No one knows the day, Timothy?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus himself. So, Bill Roach, is that his name there from Coronation Street? He doesn't know. Nobody knows. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, no one knows that time. No one knows that day. Well, it could be any day he's coming, that's for sure. And he's going to take away all evil from the world, yes, because he's going to judge. He's going to bring to pass his judgment. So, there we are. These words here. Be sure this is not weird by the world's reckoning. They prefer to believe this than believe in a judgment, believe that we are sinners, believe that God is actually more than love, that he's holiness and justice. But that's what they're thinking, a lot of them out there. People that you will be meeting or their parents will have these views and be putting them down there to their children. Think biblically. Don't be frightened December the 12th or any other date that might be given by anybody. They don't know. The Bible tells us no one knows, so they don't know. Don't panic. Look to Christ. Look to him. Think about the day of his return. Think about you and me standing before him. We don't want to appear before him, still as sinners, unforgiven, without all the negative evil and guilt against God and against each other, forgiven through his blood. We don't want that. So it's time to be seeking him if we haven't already. But don't believe what they say. God is just love and nothing else, or that we are just love, and that's just waiting to come out. Self-love. Self-centeredness is waiting to come out, and until God's working in our hearts, it stays that way. But look, God forgives. Indeed, he is love in that respect. But you need to discover that for yourself. It isn't just going to happen. Repentance and faith will find that truth for your soul to be the reality. So don't wait for December the 12th for that. Be up and seeking him today. September the 9th, aren't we? You be seeking him today. And who knows what good things he will share with you. Salvation in all of its fullness, wisdom and grace. So let's be sober and realistic and not be taken in by the sorts of things this man says and that the people out there, a lot of them, are also thinking and saying. Let's sing our hymn 210. Here is love, vast as the ocean.